And now a flashback to the improbable 1982 Milwaukee Brewers season.
After a month-long slump, the Milwaukee Brewers were moving in a different direction. Leading the way was new manager Harvey Keene. And from there, Brewer Cups kept running over and over.
A new documentary showcases what could be the most memorable season in Brewers history. It features new interviews with Hall of Famers Robin Yount, Ted Simmons, and broadcaster Bob Uecker, among others. The film takes us through the highs and lows of the 1982 season, leading up to the franchise's only appearance in the World Series to date. Sean Hanisch is the director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Sean, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, hey, Kate, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So the film really focused on this season, this, you know, improbable season that took the team from a losing record to facing the Cardinals in the World Series. Why tell a story of this Brewers team in this year?
Well, it's a team that lives on in, I think, Wisconsin sports lore. It's a team in 1982 that had seven Hall of Famers, five on the field, the owner Bud Selig, and of course, our amazing broadcaster, Bob Uecker. So all of this talent coalesced during a time when, you know, the city of Milwaukee and the state was in a recession. I mean, things were bleak. And then all of a sudden, this group of crazy characters, you know, amazing characters, great ball players, and just a team that reflected the people who live here. And they went on this incredible run, making it all the way, as you said, you know, to the seventh game of the World Series. And it lifted all of our spirits. And I think the thing that's most poignant in the telling of this story is that despite the fact that, you know, the Brewers and it felt like the whole state lost that seventh game, the next morning, everybody turned out, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people turned out to throw them a parade. Hmm. And can you imagine that? A parade for a team that lost the World Series. So when the town was down, the team lifted them up. And then when the team was down, the town lifted them up. It's a love story.
It seems like it really shows how this was a team of the people. I think I've heard that said there. What does that say about this era in Milwaukee?
I mean, I think it speaks to, it was a different time, Kate. It was a time when players could go out together at night. There were no cell phones.
No social media.
So, you know, there's no gotcha there. It was a time when the players would walk through the parking lot to get to the stadium and then out through the parking lot afterwards and stop to sign autographs, have a bratwurst, you know, chat with the folks and have a beer with them. I mean, can you imagine that happening today?
No. And you were there. You know, you're a 14-year-old kid at the time from Brookfield watching this wild run. What was that like for you personally?
It was, I mean, to be 14 years old and to have a team that takes you on this journey to the World Series was nothing short of miraculous and magical. And, you know, when you're a teenager, you know, there's angst, you know, teenagers aren't known for being like everybody's favorite time of life. So for me personally, you know, it was a beacon of hope, something to get really excited about. It was a place that I spent time with my family and friends at the ball games and felt so much community. So for me personally, this is the most influential team of my life.
I think you've said that the season itself kind of relates to a movie script, that it has these highs and these lows, and at some points you don't know which way it will go.
It maps out like a movie script. I mean, how many cliffhangers did this team have? I mean, first you come out and you know, spring training of 82, you made the playoffs. For the first time, the Brewers made the playoffs in 81. You come out and they stumble out of the gate. I mean, they were in sixth place out of seven teams by the beginning of June. So they fired the manager and they brought on this local legend. He was actually an incredible player in his time. He won a batting title, Harvey Keene. Mm-hmm. He went to high school in Milwaukee. He played baseball for University of Wisconsin. went on to a really great career. And then he was the batting coach. And all the players said, you know, he was kind of like dad. So like when dad was managing the team starting in early June, he loosened everybody up. He also inspired them to play, to go out and give it their best. And I mean, as a character in a movie, you can't write anybody better than Harvey Keene. I mean, he had a wooden leg because of his diabetes, and he lived above a bar with his wife, and they ran the bar, and he would be behind the bar serving beers after a game, and the players would go. And as Robin says, you know, Audrey, Harvey's wife, would either cook them a late dinner or an early breakfast.
You do these, you know, in-person and up-close on-camera interviews with the likes of, you know, Robin Yount and Ted Simmons. What did you learn that you didn't know before from doing these interviews?
You know, Kate, the thing I learned was how much that season still lives within them emotionally. The joy that they still take from recounting these stories, the games, the at-bats, the pitches, the camaraderie they had on and off the field. But I think the thing that was the most poignant was the depth of emotion about losing that seventh game and the parade that was thrown the next day. It meant so much to them. First of all, as Robin says, you know, seventh game was the, you know, the worst day of his life. Everything leading up to that was the best year of his life. Typical ball players, you know, they'll give you the pat responses, but these guys really went into the depths of their heart and their soul and laid it all out for us about what their feelings were. And I think that's what's most remarkable about the film. I think, you know, interviewing them when they're, you know, at a place in life where they can remember everything from those seasons, but they're old enough to be like, I don't care what other people think. Like, I might tear up. That's okay.
Sean Hanisch with us, director and producer of the new film Just a Bit Outside, as we talk about this film documenting the 1982 Brewers team and that season. Can you see, draw parallels to what you saw in 1982 versus the Brewers team and today's roster?
It's really uncanny that the film is, you know, coming out this year amidst a team that is, there are two things that really stick out to me, Kate. The first one is the fact that we have a Harvey Keene-like manager in Pat Murphy. He's a guy who I think feels like dad to the players there. It's the kind of guy that he'll put his arm around you. He's the kind of guy that'll tell you, he'll tell you straight. He'll pump you up, get you ready for the game. This team, when they're down this year, they never give up. And that's the spirit of the 82 Brewers as well. They just don't give up when they're out of games. And there is an unparalleled joy that the players feel. And I think that the fans feel this year. I mean, those guys are having a lot of fun. And that's what 82 is about as well. Joy and fun. And, you know, the players are having it on the field and having success. The fans are, we're all right there with them and pumping them up and getting pumped up by them.
You also must be pumped up to see this documentary on the big screen in Wisconsin and really where all of this takes place.
We're at Marcus Theaters throughout the state, you know, starting on the 13th, Friday the 13th. I mean, I was an usher at Marcus Theaters. It was my first job.
Oh, okay.
When I was 16 years old, I was the kid in the brown tux, you know, with the bow tie, ripping your tickets and popping your popcorn for you. So to be able to bring this story back to, you know, to Marcus Theaters across the state, it's pretty crazy. We wanted to make this for the fans. We want fans, young and old, the people that have experienced it, we want them to re-experience it. I have a 12-year-old boy and, you know, an 18-year-old daughter, and I want them to experience what we all experienced. So I think it's, you know, this movie's for the fans. And in a way, it's also for the players, too. I think it's kind of a mission to ease their pain, like in Field of Dreams. So, you know, I hope I hope this does that, and I hope that the fans around the state can just relive this remarkable, remarkable season.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
It was my pleasure, Kate. Thanks so much for having me on.
Sean Hanisch is director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And the world premiere is tonight at Marcus Majestic Cinema in Waukesha.